5044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, August 4th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you that Tony and his team over at Northern Michigan RV, they have a great inventory for you to come and check out. Again, still willing to beat any deal that you may have seen at any RV show. If you have a particular model in mind that you're interested in getting a price, Tony and his team will definitely look at it and see what they can do to save you some money. If you're a veteran, you'll get $500 off the best deal you negotiate with them. Also, they do not charge any fake fees. They don't charge for prepping the unit, destination, delivery fees, or any documentation fees. Other RV dealers charge those fees. Well, Tony and his team at Northern Michigan RV do not. And also, very easy to get to, I-75 exit 282 in Gaylord. Head west towards the Walgreens. Head north. Go to Expressway Court, make a right, and it'll take you right over to their location. You can actually see it on the west side of I-75, just north of exit 282. If you want to check out their inventory online, northernmichiganrv.com, or you can give them a call, 989-448-8700. Now, one thing that they do, which I really, really appreciate them doing this, all you have to do is give them the VIN number. Whatever you're driving, a SUV, a half-ton pickup, three-quarter-ton pickup, whatever you've got, give them your VIN number, and then they'll match your VIN number, your vehicle, to their inventory. They'll tell you exactly which trailer options, fifth wheel, travel trailer, whatever it is, they have an inventory, or what you could get. They could order for you based on your vehicle that you currently own. So check them out, give them a call, or go to northernmichiganrv.com. Great team, great salespeople, great financing deals, no fake fees, and veterans, $500 off. They do have some used inventory for you to check out, as well as some last year models. As the 2026s are starting to come in, you can absolutely get in line for some special deals before the end of the year. And if you're thinking about going to Florida for the winter, now is the time to go shopping. Absolutely the best time is right now. Because you can get a great deal and be ready to go once we get past Thanksgiving, perhaps Christmas. You're out of here. Well, they can take care of you and make sure you're ready to roll. Now, one of the stories that I was looking at, the fact that so many people are looking at what's going on in Lansing, which is basically nothing. The only thing left is certain types of lawsuits, criminal charges, cases, things like that. Well, an Oakland County judge on Friday set October 9th and 10th for a preliminary examination for the attorney Matthew DiPerno and former state representative, current chair of the 1st Congressional District, Dare Rendon, in their election tabulator tampering case. Delays have occurred as DiPerno, as a third defendant, attorney Stephanie Lambert, have appealed various judicial rulings. Back in March of this year, based on that ruling, Rendon and DiPerno's case was put on hold. DiPerno's attorney has asked the judge to lift the stay, saying that the circuit court judge has given no indication on when or if he will decide their appeal. Defense attorney Michael Conkright said, "We are growing uncomfortable with these delays," noting that he is preparing additional motions due to these developments. When given a chance to speak, DiPerno told the judge, "The case is dead in the water as it currently stands. The court should understand that the prosecutors just have not fulfilled their ethical obligation to dismiss the case." Well, the Royal Oak District Judge, Derek Meineke, responded that he looks forward to hearing the evidence so I can see if it matches up with your statement here in court. Well, this was, of course, these charges, this particular case was brought back when the current Attorney General Dana Nessel chose Muskegon County Prosecutor D.J. Hilson. When an independent grand jury of several citizens reviewed the facts and the laws and came to the sound conclusion that Mr. DiPerno committed several felonies, quote unquote, according to Hilson. Hilson went on to add that over the course of this case, while responding to multiple motions filed by Mr. DiPerno, multiple courts reviewing the law and facts have likewise repeatedly determined that there is no basis to dismiss any charges. As a result, we look forward to trying this case as well as other defendants, because, again, there's no basis to dismiss the charges. The grand jury indicted DiPerno and Rendon, a former Republican state rep from Lake City, back in August of 2023. Folks, this has been going on for 2 years. Well, the grand jury came back with charges of conspiracy to commit undue possession of a voting machine. Not true. The clerk voluntarily gave them the voting machine to review, to perform an audit on. Well, back in February, at the Michigan Republican Party's first congressional district caucus, Rendon was reelected chair of the first congressional district. In addition to the voting machine, she's also facing false pretenses allegation, and DiPerno is charged again with undue possession of a voting machine and willfully damaging it. The investigation began when the Secretary of State asked the Michigan State Police for an investigation into the report, claiming that an unnamed third party had been granted access to voting technology in Roscommon County. That's when the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, petitioned for the appointment of a special prosecutor because DiPerno was her Republican challenger back in the 2022 election. Wanting to basically recuse herself, that's when Hilson was assigned to the case. Lambert's case returns to Hillsdale County District Court on August the 11th. This will be for a continued preliminary examination in a case alleging she transmitted data from a township clerk's electronic poll book. Her Oakland County case, another example, is set for August the 13th. Well, in that particular case, her attorney alleged that the Bureau of Elections director, Jonathan Brader, lied during his testimony. Because of those lies, was the case even brought in the first place? So we'll be following both of those cases, as well as DePernal and Rendon's case, scheduled for October 9th through the 11th. We'll put those, the 9th and the 10th. So we'll put those on the calendar, and we'll be monitoring those stories as they move forward. Let's see, a little tidbit real quick here before the next break. State Representative Bill G. Schuette marked his 30th birthday this past week by holding a fundraiser hosted by Dow Chairman and CEO Jim Fetterling. He raised $100,000 among 200 people attending the event. Despite the rainy weather, Schuette's event was attended by multiple candidates for state and federal office, as well as county and state office holders. During his comments to those present, Schuette addressed Michigan's leadership's vacancy, as well as its impact on the Great Lakes Bay region. Again, bringing up the previous story I talked about, Schuette said, for more than 200 days, the people of Midland Bay and Saginaw have gone without a state senator. But we have more than a vacant state senate seat. We also have leadership vacancies in the state senate and even in the executive branch of our own state government. Well, bottom line, the leadership vacancy has left more than 270,000 people without representation. It is also one of the reasons that Michigan's third grade reading scores rank among the lowest in the country. We're losing population. We're losing business growth to other states, to ourselves. In the years ahead, I will remain committed to working proactively and productively to help fill leadership vacancies in our state government. Well, sounds like Bill G. Schuette, Bill Jr., might be having his eyes on the governorship, something his father wasn't able to win. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment on this Monday. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. A few people have asked me for Rick Hughes's information. Just text me Rick. I've got that stored in my phone. Rick Randall, our author of the book Road Trip, we've now set up the file for that. If you'd like the link to that with a photo of the cover so you know what to order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, just text me RT for Road Trip. Rick is for Rick Hughes, so we'll make sure we separate those two. Rick for Rick Hughes, RT for Road Trip, the book by Rick Randall. Got a couple of Ricks here that we're promoting and talking about on today's show. Now, one other thing that is very interesting that we're going to be following later this month, the reports will be coming out on the end of the year testing of our public schools rankings and also the seniors' SAT scores. So we'll be following and looking for those coming out again later this month to see what ended up happening at the end of this particular school year. The process by which parents can now start assessing and making a decision as to whether or not they want to send their kids to their local school or take them somewhere else due to school choice. Parents have that option here in the state of Michigan. Well, there might be some paradigm shifts happening in various local school districts. A couple of bills that have been introduced. The courts are going to get involved. Developmental disabilities, certain benefits that need to be taken care of regarding guardianships. Well, House Bills 4676, 4677, introduced by a Democrat, Sharon McDonald in Troy, and Doug Wozniak, Republican of Shelby Township. The bills give to the concept of supported decision-making, where family, friends, and other professionals help a person understand a situation they're in to be able to make changes and choices to their care. technical changes caused by these laws would give the person with disabilities much more freedom as much as possible. Republican Wozniak said, this is a practical, person-centered tool that respects autonomy while still providing necessary support. This will make it easier to change who the designated supporter is going to be so that they can decide about their own care. McDonald, the Democrat sponsor of House Bill 4676, said that in meeting with disabled people across the state, conclusions that she's been able to draw from the stories that she's spoken to people is that no two people with disabilities are in the same situation. Many, many folks have different needs, and this is absolutely something we need to address. In speaking to the House Family and Veterans Committee last week, she said disability community is not monolithic. It requires a patchwork quilt with many components for their needs. Republican Wozniak, on the other hand, said there are companies that can provide guardianship. One of them, though, may not be the perfect solution. Many options are required, including family, friends, churches, and many other organizations. What we're doing is providing an opportunity to bring attention and to give real personalized assistance to people with disabilities, as opposed to just having someone make decisions for you. Many times, McDonald said, these people don't even know who the patients are. Wow. Don't even know who the patients are. They obviously then don't know what their needs are, so how can they possibly make decisions as to what is the best care for them? So, we'll see where these bills go. One sponsored by a Republican, one sponsored by a Democrat. Again, these were committee hearings because they are technically not in session right now. Out of session until September 9th. So we'll see exactly where these bills go once they get back. One other quick thing I want to mention real quick, besides getting the text message information from Rick Hughes for his contact information, Rick Randall for the book Road Trip. We also are texting out Missy's phone number. Quite a few folks wanted to have wellness scans and stem cell patches. Well, text me Missy and I'll send you her phone number as well. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.